Protests, many of them violent, seem to be the norm now in Venezuela. Demonstrators want to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Recent clashes between riot police and anti-government protesters have left more than 30 people dead and more than 400 injured. And that's why a growing number of Venezuelans are volunteering their first aid skills. From Caracas, Mariana Zuniga has our story.
It's not even 6 a.m., but Federica Davila is already up. She's a fourth-year medical student at the Central University of Venezuela. And for the past month, she has been part of the biggest wave of protests here since 2014. But Davila is not marching with a sign. She's working with a group of about 60 other medical students to keep Venezuelans safe during the protests. Their group is known as Primeros Auxilios UCV. The medical volunteers got together after a protest in 2014.
So this started growing, and this year when the protests started, we thought people would need the help, medical assistance, medical aid, and we decided to reactivate it. I think it's the best way that I can help my country at this time.
The latest protest started in March after the pro-government Supreme Court tried to shut down the opposition-controlled Congress. Even though the court ultimately backed down, the protests have continued. They've become a way for people to vent their anger over what's happened to their country. Venezuelans are living through one of the worst economic collapses ever in Latin America, with severe shortages of food and medicine. The Venezuelan Federation of Pharmacies says the country lacks 80% of the medical supplies it needs.
My family is always worried when I'm on the streets. We don't find medicine or food. It's very hard to find it. We have to do a lot of rows so we can buy food.
It's so hard that the first day that Primeros Auxilios UCV went out to provide first aid in March, they didn't even have basic supplies.
The beginning was very hard because we didn't have not even gauze. Like, we don't have cotton. We don't have alcohol. But people started spreading the word that we existed, and we have received a lot of international help from Venezuelans who live in other countries.
Today, chanting protesters are marching in eastern Caracas. Suddenly, there's a sustained ovation for the first aid volunteers. People yell things like, courageous, or God bless you guys.
The feeling that they give us is so big that it gives you the motivation you need to get up and start working again, and you haven't eaten and you haven't slept more than 3-4 hours per day, but it is a feeling that makes you feel like you can do a difference.
But it's risky work. The medical students have to deal with government forces and tear gas, which people here call bombs.
Because in the protests, many people get hurt because of the bombs. A lot of people get suffocated and dehydrated, and they need medical assistance. And because they have wounds, most of them on the head because of the bombs, a lot of things we have to refer to hospitals because it's not something that you can treat on the street.
And sometimes they can't help at all.
The guards started persecuting people, and one guy, he was like 60 or something, he started running, and when he arrived, he had a heart attack. And when I got there to help, he was already gone. I could do nothing for him. It was very hard for me to get over that.
Beyond the extreme shortage of medicine, there's another scarcity. Since 2003, around 16,000 Venezuelan doctors have left the country. Davila says she might eventually have to go to continue her medical education. But for now, she and her friends want to stay and help.
I always wanted to stay here. I mean, that's my goal. And I'm hoping I can achieve that goal.
For the world, Mariana Zúñiga, Caracas.